This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The Mesa County Clerk, accused of an election security breach, has announced she will run for Secretary of State, the post that oversees Colorado's elections. A judge prohibited Tina Peters from overseeing Mesa County elections last year after she allegedly acted on conspiracy theories in the 2020 race. Peters has called the case politically motivated and wants to take on the Secretary of State who has been leading it, Democrat Jenna Griswold. She'll have to make it through a primary, though, and there are already three other Republicans in that race. The Colorado School of Mines has joined the top tier of research universities in the country. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Mines is now one of just 146 institutions in the country classified as an R1 research university. It's the highest and most prestigious designation granted to U.S. research universities. Mines is much smaller than most R1 institutions, but it receives a far larger share of research funding from industry groups than others do. Mines joins four other R1s in Colorado: CU Denver, CU Boulder, Colorado State University, and the University of Denver. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado researchers studied more than a million children and teens who were tested for COVID-19 over about 18 months. More than 10,000 were hospitalized. CU Anschutz researcher Dr. Blake Martin says older children, boys, and African Americans were at higher risk, along with
children who had a prior history of cardiovascular disease, prior history of cancer, kidney disease, or prior respiratory conditions. They were at increased risk for developing severe disease.
He says the research should help doctors understand which children are most likely to become severely ill and how to best treat them. In a correction, an earlier version of our story misidentified Dr. Blake Martin. This is CPR News and KRCC.